Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KNR Constructions Limited Q3 and FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K. Venkata Ram Rao, General Manager, Finance and Accounts, KNR Constructions Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Thank you for joining us today on the call to discuss the financial results for the Q3 and nine-month FY25. Along with me, I have Mr. K. Jalandhar Reddy, Executive Director and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded results and the investor presentation on the stock exchanges as well as on our company website. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through it. We would like to touch upon a key company's update and industry events, post which we will have a question-and-answer session. The recent Union Budget for FY25-26 reaffirmed the government's strong commitment to the infrastructure development, with budgetary allocation of INR 2.87 trillion for the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. This substantial investment is poised to accelerate road development, enhance connectivity, and strengthen our transport network, paving the way for the more robust and resilient economy. Although the first nine months of FY25 witnessed a slowdown due to macroeconomic factors, with approximately 5,853 kilometers of the roads constructed, the sector continued to demonstrate a strong foundation for growth, with a large chunk of projects already to be awarded. The sector had already gained significant traction, with the second quarter averaging around 600 kilometers of the projects awarded. The momentum has further increased in Q3 quarter also. Additionally, the MoRTH is prioritizing a corridor-based approach, which will have enhanced user convenience and improved logistics efficiency. As of December 2024, MoRTH has operationalized 4,693 kilometers of the highway speed corridors, with a target to reach 4,827 kilometers by the end of FY25. Looking ahead, India's Ambition Vision of 2047 aims to reshape the national infrastructure landscape. Under this long-term roadmap, the government is set to approve a series of future highway projects, ensuring the seamless expansion of the national highway network. Notably, project awards are progressing at a steady and comfortable pace, reflecting continued momentum in the sector. This increased focus on infrastructure will not only boost construction activity but also improve logistics efficiency, create employment opportunity, and drive economic progress. With this strategic development, India's road infrastructure sector remains a cornerstone for national growth and connectivity. Now come to the key updates of the company. The percentage of physical progress as of December 31st, 2024, for the HAM project is as follows: Magadi to Somwarpet, approximately 88% completed. Ramanattukara to Valanchery, approximately 90% completed. Valanchery to Kappirikkad, approximately 86%. Chittoor to Thatchur, approximately 84%. And Marripudi to Somwarpet, 23%. As of December 31st, 2024, the company has already invested rupees 589 crores out of the 900 crores revised equity requirement for all the HAM projects. The additional requirement of rupees 401 crores to be infused as 108 crores in 2025, 205 crores in FY2026, and 88 crores in FY2027. You can refer to the slide number 23 of the investor presentation for the detail on each HAM project. In January, the company received letter of acceptance for two irrigation projects in the state of Telangana. Both projects together account for 429 crores of our share of revenue. Now coming to the order book position. As of December 31st, 2024, the company's total order book stands at 3,880 crores. This is divided in 46% for the EPC road project and HAM project, 26% for the irrigation project, and remaining 28% from pipeline project. Client-wide diversification is 71% of order book is from the third-party client and balance 29% for captive HAM project. The third-party order book percentage is further split as state government 58%, whereas 10% is the central government and balance 3% from the other private player. As to note that this order book does not account for the two HAM projects totaling to 1200 crores as the appointed date is yet to be received. Additionally, it excludes two irrigation projects awarded in January 25, value at 429 crores. Including this, the total order book would as 5,517 crores. The current order book will be executed over a period of 1.5 to 2 years. With the government emphasis on the infrastructure development, we anticipate new order award in the coming quarter. We are aiming for an order inflow of approximately 6,000 crores to 8,000 crores by the end of September 25. Before discussing the financial figure, I would like to highlight that during the quarter, the company received an arbitration claim from one of our associates, that is Patel KNR Heavy Infrastructure Limited. This includes 35.6 crores recorded under revenue from operation and 103.5 crores as interest on such claim. That is reflected in other income. The related expenses of 1.3 crores has been included in other expenses and resultant tax of 34.6 crores is accounted under current tax. Now let me make through the Q3 and 9 months FY25 standalone financial performance followed by the consolidated performance. I will start with the quarterly highlights first. The revenue for the quarter stood at Rs. 743 crores. EBITDA for Q3 FY23 grown by 3% to Rs. 151 crores as compared to 147 crores in Q3 FY24. EBITDA margin is at 20.4%. Net profit for the quarter was 182 crores vis-a-vis 86 crores in Q3 FY24, registering a growth of 113% year-on-year. Now coming to 9 months FY25 highlights. Revenue for 9 months FY25 stood at 2,507 crores. EBITDA for 9 months FY25 grew by 4% to INR 508 crores as compared to INR 487 crores in 9 months FY25. EBITDA revenue in 9 months FY25 stood at 20.3%. Net profit for 9 months FY25 was Rs. 650 crores as compared to Rs. 296 crores in 9 months FY25. Now, coming to the consolidated financial performance, I will start with the quarterly highlight first. The revenue for the quarter stood at Rs. 848 crores. EBITDA came in Rs. 256 crores in Q3 FY25 to Rs. 226 crores in Q3 FY24, a growth of 13% year-on-year. EBITDA margin in the current quarter stood at 30.1%. Profit after tax stood at Rs. 248 crores in FY25, vis-a-vis Rs. 136 crores in Q3 FY24, a growth of 83%. So moving to 9 months FY25 highlights, the revenue for 9 months FY25 grew by 25% year-on-year to Rs. 3,778 crores. EBITDA for 9 months FY25 was Rs. 1,404 crores as compared to Rs. 673 crores in 9 months FY24, registering a 109% growth. EBITDA margin for 9 months FY25 stood at 37.2%. Net profit grew by 142% year-on-year to INR 994 crores. Now moving on the standalone balance sheet, the company continued to remain a strong balance sheet. Working days stood at 69 days compared to 71 days as of September 24. The consolidated debt as of December 2024 is INR 14,086 crores as compared to 1,220 crores in March 31st, 2024. The net debt to the equity on consolidated basis as December stood at 0.33 compared to 0.3% as of March 24. With this, we can open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Shravan, please go ahead with the questions. Mr. Shravan, please unmute your line and go ahead with the questions. We'll move on to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, Jalandhar Reddy ji. It is so far a good result. We received so many arbitration claims this year. How many more in pipeline? Can you describe this?
So actually, good morning, everybody. You know, for the claims concerned, there is no much that are pending as of now. I think due to Vivad Se Vishwas scheme, we could get settled with all other claims. And very minor claims are there. One Penchalakona Erpedu project, there is a claim about, say, 15 crore, whose receivables through this Vivad Se Vishwas may be 11 crore and all. That's all the claims for this thing concerned. Okay. And there are a couple of other claims in some HAM model projects. And Madurai to Ramnathpuram project, there is a claim. And there is a claim in around 300 crore, I think, in Madurai Ramnathpuram. And this Dindigul-Bangalore package, there is Coimbatore to Pollachi, that is. That project also has about, say, 150 crore plus claims. But these are the arbitration is still yet to commence. I think those claims were launched and we have asked for some, conciliation committee. There is a conciliation committee in NHAI for settlements of these claims. If they differ with our argument, then probably we would go for a other this thing. Other forum like go to arbitration and then exhaust on that channel.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And as we have 5,200 crore 12 months top line, while we have only 5,500 crore value of contract in hand, sir, which is equal to 1 year. Will you comment on this?
Yeah, actually, you know, as one and a half year onwards, there is no significant orders which have been received by the company, because there is a big slowdown in NHAI, who is a major client in our industry to get the jobs from highway and HAM model or toll model projects. So those were completely, I think they were tenders, but not in large numbers like they used to happen in every year. So the rally was very small and the aggression in the market was very heavy. You know, some tenders went at 20-25%. Even HAM model 20-25%, it is unimaginable. Certain tenders have gone in that way. So there is aggression in the market little bit. There is a huge pipeline which is there in NHAI's website. As you can also see it. We have keenly studied on certain around 70-80 projects we have studied as of now. So we were making our moves as and when these tenders come up, we can put our bid. So there's a lot of time which we've got, so there's a keen study is being done. Even at most design care was taken, almost all the care was taken. So hopefully we should be able to get out with this. Apart from this, the highway NHAI divisions, we are also participating through state government projects in highway sectors, like Tamil Nadu is coming out with few projects, and Karnataka is coming out with few projects. And irrigation projects are also in a major way that are coming from MP projects, which we are focusing now. And in Rajasthan, there is an interesting thing that we have in HAM model irrigation projects, which are also there on the board, which we are preparing our bids to submit over there. Apart from that, urban infrastructure projects are coming up in large scale in Tamil Nadu, as well in Telangana, as well in Andhra Pradesh also. So there, those areas also, like flyovers and all other many infrastructure development projects in the cities and all that coming up, so which we are also focusing there. Apart from that, recently we have placed our bids in open mining operation contracts. So those areas also we have given our bids, and we continue to go on them. And certain other care also has been taken. There are large scale projects like 5,000 crore, 8,000 crore, 7,000 crore, the size of projects which are coming out on BOT toll model, for which I think we have spoken to Adani, and we have submitted Agra-Gwalior bid with EPC bid to them. So hopefully, if it goes well, then they would get, and we would get the EPC, that kind of arrangement which we have got. Apart from that, we are also thinking to give some certain bids where Cube is also participating in toll bids. So there also we would like to go. So there is quite interest which we are capturing. I think an extensive efforts and hard efforts are being made by us to get enough order book in hand. Our target is to have around 8,000 minimum in coming 2-3 months time.
So by 31st March, we might receive this some NHAI contract?
Actually, we may be bidding, but I don't think the bids will get opened by that sooner. Now you submit the bid, it is taking almost 45 to 50 days to open it also. So probably the most of the bids could be submitted. I think most of the tenders which may happen in March. So those tenders we will be definitely placing our bids.
Okay. And what is the status of our debtors amount from Telangana government?
So actually, we have given a court case also. As a safer sake, I have given, but we have even spoken. Department had a CVSC meeting with us, stating that when do you pay us? Then the department and minister that Uday Vas, the minister of irrigation in Telangana, who also spoken to us, saying that this Link 5 projects, which is in the pump, we were doing pump house project, which comes under Link 5 of that Kaleshwaram thing. So that is with the bank funding. So that gets sorted in. They are trying to solve, but I think it is not solved as of now. So we were expressing our this thing. Either you take in the budget or you get that resolved so that we get paid. Otherwise, so much payment, we cannot wait. So they were asking us to withdraw the case and all. We said, no, we cannot withdraw as you have delayed beyond our expectations. Mostly one and a half year it is delayed. So the interest part itself is becoming huge in this. So we said, okay, let the interest also to be collected. If you pay the principal, we will continue to fight for the interest part, which we have clarified with the department.
Okay. So how much amount due today, as on today?
Certified is 577 crores up for package 4 bills are certified by them actually, that we have to get the money immediately. And around 400 crores actually we did the work, but bill has yet to be certified. So put together around 977 crores is there in that particular project.
And we in the last 6 months we do not receive any single pipe?
For this project we have not received, sir. For another project, one Vettam project was there, that we received 37 crores in the month of January actually.
Sir Jalandhar Reddy ji, you are a so senior person in the industries and we hope definitely you will do something for company and we wish all the best.
Yes, yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thanks for having trust in us and we'll try our best in this.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Shravan, I think you are on mute.
Mr. Shravan, please unmute your line to ask questions.
Not audible.
Mr. Shravan, you are not audible. Mr. Shravan, we request you to rejoin. We have our next question from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Jainam, please unmute your line to ask questions.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, my first question is, what would be our margin revenue and order inflow guidance for this year for FY26?
Actually, sir, FY26 concerned, I think the projection is we are expecting little lesser projections only from this year, as the order book is very less and it is coming to an end also. Most of the where we can do the job in irrigation and all, there is a little bit problem in payments. So that's how we expect around 10% to 15% dip, which we are expecting in the top line. But bottom line concerned, it may be at par or a little bit good only.
Sorry, what did you say for the bottom line?
Actually, it could be at par because, you know, the turnover is anyhow coming down. But since the claims and all were received, so, okay, face saving will be there in that.
Okay, so we will be maintaining right now, we are roughly around 16-17%.
Yeah, I think, yes, sir. I think.
Sir, we will be somewhere between around 15%, definitely we could be able to achieve, sir.
Okay, and what about order inflow? Like, how are we seeing the order inflow for next year?
Order inflow concerned, sir, that we have just spoken about it, you know, that we are seriously focusing on various sectors like the highways and irrigation projects as well. We are also focusing on mining operation projects. Apart from that, there are a lot of state government projects which we are focusing there. Also, we expect jobs to come down. And apart from that, we are also sorting partners, you know, who can do the concession and they can give us a EPC model like Adani and this, you know, cube highways and all that which we have spoken, and MOUs are under this. I think MOU is done with Adani, so certain progress is there in that side also. So there's a serious efforts which we are also keeping on it, sir. As you know, the order book is serious concern to our company as of now. So definitely we try to do a better job here. Since I'm also targeting about, say, near about 10,000 crore order book in inflow the coming 2-3-4 months time.
Okay, next 2-3 months. Okay. All right. And so,
Sorry to interrupt, Jainam sir. We are unable to hear you.
Hello. I'm audible right now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, coming to the order pipeline, what is the amount of project that we have quoted for right now? And how much we are expecting to win in within the March month itself, for the tenders which will be opening before the March?
I think there is no that this thing is there now because the tenders are still not yet happened, major tenders which we are focusing on them. So we expect March, we expect a little bit lesser figures because if at all any state government tenders that happens, then there is a chance of winning tenders. Or otherwise, NHAI concerned, they may get open in, if even March, if it is a big rally in March also, they get open in April or May. So kind of that. So another 3 months to 4 months time, reasonably, we should be having the order in hand. That is what we are targeting.
Okay, sir. And so coming to the working capital, can you just give some numbers on the unbilled revenue, mobilization advance, inventory, debtors, and creditors number as of now, as of December 24?
Yes. As far as debtors is concerned, debtors is, it is 1,221 crores of the debtors, sir.
Okay.
And unbilled revenue is 1,113, 1,113 crores, sir. And okay. Retention is 300 crores, sir. And mobilization advance is 30 crores.
Okay. And so what about inventory and creditors?
Inventory. Inventory is 196 crores, sir. And creditors is 332 crores.
Okay, sir. And so
voice is not audible, sir.
Hello. I'm audible right now.
Now it is better. Yeah.
Yeah. So, sir, what's the issue with the Koushal Nagara project? Like, we achieved the financial closure 1.5 years back and still we haven't received the appointed date for that. Like, how are we seeing the progress? How are we seeing it progressing further?
So, the Mysuru projects, no, you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Koushal Nagara. Yes. Actually, sir, that they have received the clearance from Forest Department to go ahead. So there is a land now being handed over to the concessionaire. I think in a week's time we shall be commencing those projects.
Oh, in the week time, okay.
Yes, sir. Actually, the package 5 has full length land, but package 4 is not that much, you know, not to the expected level, like 80% is there. But still, NHAI is pushing us to take. And since I also need some break, so I at least to run the projects, I will need the job in hand. So I'm also cooperating NHAI to go ahead.
All right, sir. Okay, that answers my question. Thank you so much and all the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to take questions from all participants in the conference, please restrict yourself to 2 questions per participant. I repeat, please restrict yourself to only 2 questions per participant. We have our next question from the line of Lokesh Manik from Vellum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. My first question was on the EBITDA margins. So they are a little elevated from what we have guided at about 17%. So just some clarification on whether this is due to many of the projects nearing the end in the portfolio mix. Would that be the reason, or you are seeing lower raw material prices coming down?
Definitely, sir. Most of the project is there. What are our road projects are there? Almost 80% is completed. The project on the fag end, and also that irrigation, which is our very good contribution in Abhijita, their portion of the total turnover is also reducing. So basically, these are the main reason actually. So that's why there is little bit lowering in our Abhijita.
Fair enough. So my second question was on your previous comment on package four. So although we do appreciate you are very risk-averse, but do you see any risk on that front? Because you said they are just 80% of the land acquisition and not towards your comfort level. But also given the reputation of the customer, that is NHAI, right? So are you seeing any risk in terms of that front? Going down, there may be some bottlenecks towards once you start the project or commence the project.
Generally, sir, as per the contract condition, if 80% land is there, we will take the appointed date and balance 20% while execution of the project actually. So it will come actually. And as per the concession agreement, what are the land they will hand over within 180 days from the appointed date, on that land only we have to do the entire work, and on this, that basis they will give the PCOD. So we are very much clear that as per the agreement, if what are the land is there as an appointed date plus 6 months, we have to execute the work on that land and we have to get the PCOD. So we are not facing much issue in this, because we have so far completed actually almost 5 HAM projects and still 4 are there. So we have seen that that issue has not come actually in any of our projects as of now.
Right. Any update on the metro projects where you are planning to diversify?
So actually, metro project concerned, the tenders which we have quoted, we have lost the tenders. I think we are waiting for upcoming tenders.
And the railways?
That is in
railways also, we have lost tenders. We didn't get anything, but we will continue to focus on this.
Also. Well, that's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants to restrict yourself to only 2 questions. The next question is from the line of Bhavin from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand, sir, you know, how do you, what is the, you know, probability, how do you feel, you know, about winning the MDO projects, like mining projects, you know? I believe this is, you know, a different set of projects from what we do earlier. So, any light on that?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Okay, pardon me, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, please repeat that.
It is audible. Bhavin, you tell, yeah.
Yeah, sir. So, thank you for this opportunity. Just wanted to, you know, get your insights. We have placed bids for the MDO projects, mining projects. So, yeah. You know, what do you feel, you know, as a chances of, you know, winning probability, as, you know, our background projects is a bit different from, you know, MDO projects?
Sir, actually, these projects, many operation projects, you know, that we have evaluated carefully, and whatever the price that has come, we put it down. It's just a first project. So, I don't have a big feel that what happens there and all, but... regularly, you know, it's a complete machinery-oriented project. So, the operations are likely to continue for 5 years. So we expect a good outturn, but EBITDA is not as good as highways or irrigation kind of that.
Right, sir. Right. Yes. And so, second thing, you know, as a company's policy, you know, we try to, you know, maintain the EBITDA margins, sir. We generally do not compromise on that. So, when you say, you know, you previously mentioned there is a lot of competition in NHAI projects. So then, what is the strategy, you know, the company is adopting? Like, we will be directly bidding for the NHAI projects, or we will then, you know, we will have a back-to-back arrangement of EPC projects, you know, to maintain our margins. So, how are we strategizing?
Actually, sir, toll project concerned, I'm going as an EPC player.
Right.
And HAM project continued to be actually, I was even qualifying for 5,000 crore projects in this. So definitely the large scale projects also there in the bid. Like Assam, there is around 5,200 crore project was there. So we are all focusing on the such projects. So the ticket size this time, luckily even PMO is reviewed last year. And they said to go for, large scale projects only because the quality is deteriorating with the small scale contractors and all. So that was the call taken by the NHAI.
Okay. So I just wanted to know, you know, out of curiosity, what is, you know, our limit for the HAM project? Like, you know, how much is the cutoff? Like, are we able to, you know, bid for 3,000 plus projects, you know, 3,000 crore plus projects? Or what is the limit? You know, we are not eligible for 5,000 crore plus project.
We are eligible. We are eligible for 5,000 crore project means all such categories which we are there, they can be qualified, right?
Okay. And so just last question, you know, sir, we have experience, you know, in the BOT toll project, right, previously. So, seeing, you know, the government preference of PPP, so shouldn't, you know, we strategize, you know, to be, to participate in the BOT toll project? I understand there's a traffic risk involved.
You're right question, sir. I got the question. You know, most of the bids are coming on this greenfield highway projects, sir. Their little bit predictions are not so encouraging. Okay. I don't think on some sort of confusions are there. Wherever I am very clear with the traffic growths and all, there I'll try to participate on my own also.
Okay, sir.
As we have enough equity in hand,
definitely
can focus, sir, but our equity is very precious, so we want to put in good ones, not in any other.
Got a point. And so last thing about the monetization plan, you know, we were under discussion, you know, and there were share purchase subscription agreement was in advanced stage. So what is the update on that, like, you know, for the four mature assets?
Yeah, when that?
Sir, this SPA is on discussion, sir. So we expect that we should able to sign the SPA for this four assets by end of Q1. And after that, actually, we have to go because Palani project, we got the PCOD. So immediately after that, we'll go for NHAI and lenders approval. So we expect that by end of June, actually, we should be able to monetize our one asset, Palani. And other three assets, we are expecting PCOD by March. So by December end, actually, we should monetize the other three assets.
Okay, sir. Sir, and I've got a few balance sheet questions. I will, you know, join back with you and come back, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financials. Please go ahead.
Sir, I called dropped off, so sorry if the questions are repeated. So firstly, you mentioned that 10 to 15% revenue decline, so that is for FY25, right?
FY25, yeah.
Yeah, and for FY26, what are we targeting?
Because these are the projects which when we are going to receive, based on that actually FY26 revenue will be there. But if we get, suppose, any HAM project, it is taking almost 1 year to start that project. Even EPC project also, it will take at least 6 months to start. So definitely 26 also, we are also thinking that if we could able to at least par something 3,500 to 4,000 crores, we are targeted 26. But definitely 27 will be the good because a lot of the project what we are targeting in Q1 and Q2 of this FY26. So 25 will be the around 10 to 15% degrowth and 26 will be somewhere 3,500 to 4,000 crores.
So secondly, on order inflow side, we have received around 430 odd crores in the year to date. So for FY25, what will be your guidance and same for FY26 if you can just split in annual terms?
Because sir, for FY25 now time is not, only 1.5 months is there. So that's why our EDs have told that we are targeting between 8,000 to 10,000 crores order book in next 3 to 4 months. So because March is almost 1.5 months, so we are not very much sure, but target is that between 3 to 4 months we should get at least 8,000 to 10,000 crores of order book.
So by Q1 we should get around 8 to 10,000 crores of new inflows.
Yes, sir.
And so secondly, on the HAMs, so when do we expect to receive the ADs for both the HAMs?
Actually, already, sir has already explained, for package 5 actually, that much, so that we are expecting in week time actually. So maybe you can say around 10 days actually we'll get, and other one is maybe by end of March.
But execution would largely be in start in next year only in Q1.
No, this one will start. First package 5 will start our execution actually. Package 4 may take some time.
Okay, and so you mentioned that our package 4 certified and unbilled are around 977 crores. And what about package 3? So total receivables would be how much?
Package 3 actually total, package 3 will be around 120 crores is there. Package 3. So total irrigation receivables is including unbilled as of date is around 1200 crores is there. Out of that 600 crores is certified and balance 600 is uncertified.
So lastly, on the irrigation side, so our order book is roughly 990 crores. It is constant for last couple of quarters. So actual revenue potential would be somewhere around 400 odd crores incrementally?
Yeah. It will be incrementally around 500 crores will be there. That's it.
Okay. So lastly, in terms of EBITDA margin, it should be around 16.5% going ahead.
Well, that's because now turnover is depleting, so we expect that EBITDA has been in the range of around 15% actually, between 15 to 15.5% will be there.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please restrict yourself to 2 questions per participant only. I repeat, please restrict yourself to 2 questions per participant only. We have our next question from the line of Faisal Hawa from HG Hawa. Please go ahead.
So there is a big drop in employee expense as well as finance costs, even quarter on quarter. Finance cost is halved and employee cost has almost gone down by 25%. What is the key reason for that? Second is, sir,
finance costs actually we have, because in last quarter actually we have received some of the claims actually. For that finance expenses also, it is included in the finance cost also. So that was included in finance cost is of last year. And as far as employee expense is concerned, because there was variable pay actually, we paid in the last quarter, actually Q2 of our management. So that variable pay is only one time thing. So that's why it was there in more in Q2, but not there in Q3.
And sir, what do we expect to gain from this HAM portfolio that we are going to sell? These four projects. So I believe that one project will be sold off by June and the rest of the three will be sold off by December. So what is the gain on the equity that we have invested? What is the gain that we are expecting on them? And
we are also discussing with that, but gain will be definitely very good actually. It will be the, we can say, but it will be very good price actually. Definitely better than what the deal we did actually earlier.
So, sir, what is the is it a right statement to make, sir, that suppose in 1 year's time we get our 1200 crores irrigation dues from Telangana government and we make another, say, from the equity portfolio we make another similar amount, so is it a right statement to make that we would be having almost 2400 crores free cash flow in 1 year from now?
But we have to invest in our equity also. 400 crores is there. We have to invest in our equity contribution. We have to do the capex for our future project.
Company will also earn some money in the next 4 quarters. Some more money from existing orders and revenue.
So that's definitely, Manav. Your statement is to the extent is true, but subject to considering all these costs also.
And
we are also targeting BOT toll project where actually suppose we have to put some marginal equity also. So that also we have to put from all these money. So what are the cash flow available for next 1 year of you ordering almost 2400 crores? It is going to utilize on all these actually.
In a recent newspaper article, it was also mentioned that most of the HAM projects taken up by many EPC projects are not in any state of any completion and will left even halfway. Is that true? That's one. And second is it true that in BOT projects we would be having a maximum of 3 to 4 players only who would be competing against us?
Yes, sir. As far as HAM is there, definitely, because you have seen that last 2 years actually, how the bidding has been there. It is very, very aggressive bidding. So definitely it has the impact on the definitely quality and the delay in that project. So we know that actually, because some projects are their quota is minus 25, minus 30. We don't know actually how it is going really viable as far as we concerned. So we are thinking that might be the reason. That's why there is definitely real poor construction quality or delay in the project. So that might be reason what we are expecting. As far as BOT, toll is there, definitely toll project also we are looking on that. So if some toll project, as I already ED sir is telling that we are already tying with some, tying with Adani and tying with Cube actually to do the EPC work for that their BOT toll assets. So we are also working in that area also.
But is the competition limited to only 4 to 5 players in BOT?
Because what is happening in BOT toll, because you have to, equity contribution is more, so you have to be very good. So right now, limited actually, 3 to 4 players are there who can able to real put the equity. So, and if toll project, BOT toll project is coming between 2000 to 2500 crores of the size, so definitely that much equity contribution actually, like KNR actually, we can also individually bid 1 to 2 projects, not more than that, because that equity is huge actually. So that's why we are tying up with other investors or other developers actually to do their BOT efforts.
What is the chances that we get that MSRTSC order which we felt that we could get from Patel Engineering now that the Maharashtra elections are over?
Sir, actually, that there is some LOA delays because of the land acquisition. When we have spoken to the authorities, they said they will take a couple of months to clear that and issue LOA.
Okay. So we plan to complete this Karnataka project for which appointed date will be received in the next 1 week. We plan to just concentrate on that and complete it in the next financial year so that our revenues are not...
Yes, sir. We will continue to focus that completions. Yes, definitely. All the resources and all everything we will put and try to finish with bonus and all that.
Okay.
We are targeting that, sir.
I appreciate your answering my question so well, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ketan Jain from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, my question is on, so what is the type of NHAI pipeline are you seeing in terms of kilometers and value in EPC, HAM and BOT separately?
Pardon, sir?
What is the size of orders in NHAI tenders which is currently going to come up? In 7 and in EPC BOT, how much? So.
Actually, sir, the size of orders, you know, they just started with, you know, even today there are 800 crore, 700 crore projects are there, but, you know, recently they have started drawing those such size projects and they are just trying to group a bigger size projects like 2000, 3000 levels they are now, I think, putting on a bid. So definitely we are waiting for that move, sir, because the smaller contractors really they are creating huge havoc in the bids and taking at a very bad price, and they are also ruining the quality of the roads, which was noticed by our Sri Narendra Modi ji also. So I think the corrective measures have been started to be taken up. We hope for the better solutions to come up.
I was asking the total value of projects, sir. Total value of projects.
Value of projects as of now, I think we have around, say, 55,000 crore, I think. From NHAI.
And how much EPC?
HAM, EPC, I'm not bifurcated, sir. If you want, I would like to go and send it to you.
Okay.
but around 55,000 crores of projects, right, sir?
Yeah, actually, it is there, but, you know, I don't have it right now. That's the problem.
Understood. Okay. Sir, if you can help us with the adjusted revenue EBITDA PAT for 9 months and 3Q.
For Q3 FY25, the adjusted EBITDA is around 16.57%, amounting to 117 crores. And adjusted PAT actually for Q3 will be 78.35 crores, around 11%. For 9 months, adjusted EBITDA is 16.4%, amounting to 390 crores. And PAT is concerned, it is 252.59 crores, amounting to 10.6%.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Sir, my next question is on what is the, like, how is the progress on the Andhra Pradesh Capital City project? Are we seeing any tenders for that?
Yes, sir. Actually, they've called on some small scale projects which are supported by that, 200, 300 crore level projects have been already on the bid. Right now, the city size is smaller and competition is going to be envisaged. So we were waiting for the bigger scale projects to come down. So that, 200, 300 level projects have already come up. So now I think what I mean to say is that the capital growth is now being planned.
Understood.
So I heard that the CRDA, the Capital Development Authority, is now being formed, and they have been given serious tasks to take up the construction.
Understood. So my last question is on you spoke about orders in Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, the BOT project with Adani, the Gwalior project with Adani. So if you could help us in the size of these projects, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, what are the sizes of these projects?
Actually, it's Tamil Nadu, actually, now we are preparing bid, I think we are preparing a bid about, say, 1900 crore size project for highway flyover project, and 900 crore around 900 crore for highway projects. And around one more flyover in Coimbatore, which is coming up at 600 crore, I think. Yes.
And what about Adani BOT project? What will be the size, EPC?
So, Adani BOT, I think 3,400 is the estimated cost. The Agra-Gwalior.
Agra-Gwalior, correct. And lastly, on the Karnataka and Telangana, sir.
Karnataka, Telangana, sir, Karnataka, I think there are two projects only of size around 600 crore, and one is about 800 crore. The two projects are there in the state government side. And Karnataka, that is Karnataka, sir. And Telangana also, there have been certain bids which are now floating. I think it is in the pipeline. It's not yet announced. Around 99 crore, one flyover is coming up, and 900 crore, another flyover is coming up. Those also areas also we are focusing now.
Understood. I'm sorry, just last thing, sir. You also spoke about Rajasthan irrigation. Any size on those things? What type of project?
Sir, actually, they have started from 500, but even 5,000 crore project is also there.
Oh, 500 to 5,000.
Yeah, quite big also there. Yes, sir.
Okay.
500 crore is only one project, but rest of all 1900 crore and other projects are about, say, 3000 crore like that. 2000, 3000, even 5000 crore is also there in that.
Understood. Okay, I'll get back to the business. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants to please restrict yourself to only two questions. I repeat. Please restrict yourself to only two questions. We have our next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Are you able to hear me now clearly?
Yes, sir. Hi, sir. Hello.
Sir, most of the questions has been answered, just a couple of things. So total size of irrigation in terms of the opportunity in MP and Rajasthan would be how much?
MP not yet come, sir. Actually, that we went to the department and we have collected some data that is not yet announced actually. In pipeline, that means they are sending it for ministry approval and all that. So those are about, say, 25,000 crore worth of contracts in different four, five projects in the number wise.
Okay.
And Rajasthan, as I mentioned, that it is irrigation projects, HAM model they are coming up. So they are also varying from 500 crore-5,000 crore it is there. Almost six projects are there.
So total would be 25,000-30,000 crore?
Yeah. Roughly, sir. Roughly. Yes, sir.
Okay. And in terms of the for HAM, the equity requirement from us, let's say if we win the 3,000 crore, how would it would be in terms of broadly for normal road, we have a 40-60 EPC 40. So here, how it would be? And in terms of the equity requirement, let's say if it is a 1,000 crore project for simplicity, how much equity we will be needing?
Sir, actually, equity concerned, HAM model around 12% to 15% could be the equity of the project size. So definitely, I think we are now focusing about, say, 2,000 crore-5,000 crore projects. So maybe it depends on the project size only, sir. Right now, it is quite difficult to say what will be the requirement. But I think we are well geared up. We have enough cash inflow. Once we get paid from that irrigation department, also, we were through with that problem.
So for Rajasthan irrigation, HAM, I'm asking, so there also the 12% to 15% kind of equity is needed and not the
No, sir. Rajasthan only needed, sir. It is not in MP and all. It is coming with the EPC model only, MP.
Okay. And then in terms of the irrigation, obviously, you have explained. But do we see that any kind of a payment? Obviously, 60 crore we have received in January. Any more likely to come in January by March or maybe, let's say, by June?
Yes, sir. We are focusing likely to come up only. Yes.
Okay. And let's say if we get a 10,000-odd crore in order inflow, so I'm assuming that the 3,400 crore is from Adani toll and maybe Patel MSRDC project there also would be close to 2,000-2,500-odd crore. So both these put together would be close to 6,000-odd crore. So maybe only just a 4,000 crore we will be needing from other things. So there, let's say if we get it by, let's say, by June, and from July to March, how much more than we will be looking at or we will then we'll stop for some time and then we'll look at? And also in these projects, in terms of the margin level, that at least we will be maintaining 15.5%-16%, 15%-16% margin will be there even if it is a subcontracted.
Sir, actually, now it is all the predictions only, assumptions only. We will try our best, but it is more better to take between 14 and 13. But we will try our best to get delivered because it's all upcoming projects and we do not know what sort of strategies bidders are going to adapt and the designs which we are also taking up. So right now, we will take it granted like that, sir.
Okay. And individually, when we are talking that we can also bid the toll projects, so there only we are looking at 2,000-odd crore or less than that projects, only we can bid on a standalone basis.
I didn't get the question, sir.
I'm saying when we are saying that we can also bid the BOT toll project on standalone basis, there we are looking at only 2,000 or less than that kind of a size. But are the projects there less than 2,000 crore BOT toll?
Actually, sir, right now, generally, no. Wherever it's very lucrative, I would like to think about it. As of now, I haven't seen any bid which are bit of lucrative, like of you know, Agra Gwalior. Definitely, it is out of my budget, so I haven't given a thought for that. But we would like to see some upcoming projects which they are now considering. Mostly, if I get any idea on that, the traffic inflows are good and all that, then I'll take my views on it, sir. As of now, I think any bid which have been selected are not such good ones, actually.
Okay, and lastly, the MDO one, so in terms of the size, let's say from the EPC revenue perspective, how much that would be? And do we also need to put in equity, how much equity we would be needing?
Where, sir? Where?
MDO, mining project, which you have mentioned.
Actually, sir, mining concern, it is main capex only that happens. So, depends on the size of the project and depends on the demand what they make in the project, actually. Right now, what we have placed around 200 to 300 Volvos are required. So we have around 200 Volvos. So we have 100 Volvos. We may need to buy if that project comes up. Recently, we put the Singrauli wala, which I'm talking about.
So, in terms of the EPC size, how much it will be if we, let's say, if we win this, which we have bidded. So will it be 1,000-2,000 crore, or it will be a much bigger project?
That's all, sir. 1,200 only.
Okay. And the recent two projects that we have won, that we will be getting starting the execution by March. The last two projects that we have received, 400
EPCs, yes, sir. EPCs, yes, they can be started. But you know, ham and all, it is going to take time. The financial closure time minimum itself is there, and before agreement, 2 months is there. So almost 8 months time it will go away, and even the land acquisition, if it is not there again, there will be some issues. A little bit delays we are expecting around 7 to 8 months from the ham model or BOT toll also, for that matter.
Got it. And so broadly, when we say in FY25 let's say FY26, 3,500 to 4,000 odd crore revenue that we will be doing, but if we get the 10,000 odd crore kind of inflow by June, for FY27, then we should be having a 4,700 crore plus kind of a revenue that one can look at.
If it is happening, really.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants to restrict yourself to 2 questions only. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, first question is, if you can give, what is the progress on the pipeline and the irrigation projects, and also, you know, like how much revenue have we recognized in these segments in Q3, and how much we expect in Q4 and FY26?
Venkat, go ahead with this.
Sir, the management line has dropped. I'll reconnect them. Just give me a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently waiting. We have the management back with us. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. So my question was, our progress on the pipeline and the irrigation projects and revenue that we have recognized in Q3 and we are expecting in Q4 and FY26.
So, for this quarter, actually, we did revenue of around 112 crores, actually, that is around 16% actually, from irrigation. And for 9 months, it is around 370 crores. That is around 15.7%. So we expect that around same 100 crores we will do in the next quarter also, because almost all the projects of irrigation is completed. Only this, our pipeline project will start contributing in this quarter. And other two irrigation recently, what we received in the January, definitely they will start contributing somewhere from the next year, Q2 onwards only.
Okay, sure, sir. And sir, just a couple of data points. What would be our standalone debt cash and the CapEx guidance, again, like what we did in Q3 and how much are we expecting in Q4 and FY 2026?
Standalone debt is around 27 crores, and standalone cash is around 19 crores. Consolidated debt is 1,486 crores, and consolidated cash is 87 crores.
Okay.
CapEx is for this 9 months, CapEx is around 20 crores. We expect that definitely based on for our existing order book, definitely we need not require the CapEx much. We are targeting to receive 8,000 crores-10,000 crores of the order book in the next 3-4 months. Based on receipt of the LOA and based on our mobilization, definitely we have to rework actually what is the CapEx is going to come in the next year.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder, please restrict yourself to only two questions. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Hope I'm audible, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is audible. Yes, sir. Tell me.
Sir, thank you for a very descriptive analysis of the number and the business environment. Sir, when we investors analyze the current state of affairs for EPC players across the board, there are pain points in terms of receivables, there are pain points in terms of visibility. Even, sir, just to see participant earlier, you were clarifying or giving answer in terms of speaking to the PMO and getting them further understanding on how the visibility and the execution cycle will get back to its original proportion. Can you give we investors and analysts the thought process as being how these 9 months have been for EPC in general for the country? What are the key bottlenecks currently being faced, whether it is the Jal Jeevan scheme, whether it has been told by you that the visibility is not there. Just if you could paint the picture, you people are in the business for a very, very long time. Just a few more color on it would suffice, sir.
Actually, Venkat, you go on then.
Right. Sir, definitely, if you see what your question is very condensed. What we will say is that definitely, you have seen that almost 2 years actually, there are not much awarding is there, and whatever the awarding is there, that is also very aggressive. If you see the EPC projects, they are getting going on -40% like that. As far as even HAM is there, that is also going between -25% to -30%. If we have bidded some of the projects, there also we are always in somewhere H2, H3 level only. We could not able to get that level. These are the really pain point. We really do not understand actually how these things are going. This is a market, that's why it is just loss of opportunity to play. If you see that almost last 2 years, not much award has come to the listed player. Lot of unlisted players has come in this sector actually. NHAI also what did, they have downsized the project size. Their project size are between 600 crores-700 crores are coming. Not a big project. Due to this, what has happened, that is qualification for lot of small players are coming, and they are quoting aggressively. This aggressiveness has to completed with their poor quality and even delaying construction. Due to this reason, actually, as you know, the last 1 month back, PMO has reviewed that, and again, we are expecting that again, they will increase the order size. Because what is happened, if we are getting any project of 600 crores-700 crores, and we are getting project like Kerala, it will sum in 2,500 crores. If we are going project with 2,500 crores, definitely we can be able to do a good work actually. Because almost efforts will be the same only. That's why we expect that now NHAI will again, actually, they will accumulated all the small project and make as a big one. Really it will help to the industry and help to the company like us. These are the paining points are there in our industry, and we are definitely in the different forum actually through our NHBF or through whatever the discussion we are having with NHA, we are always telling that actually. And as far as BOT toll projects are there, so basically what is happening, as we are the EPC company, so toll is most driven through the revenue, toll revenue. So we may not have that expertise in expecting that, because as far as construction is concerned, definitely if any engineering is the requirement, we are there. But as is when toll revenue is there, that we cannot expect, we cannot predict. If we have to predict toll, actually, so that is not our cup of tea, but even then we have to bid actually. So that's why these are the pain points actually, and always we are telling to our different authorities. So we expect that now all these things will be come to the shape, and we can again regain in the industry.
Sir, you mentioned about -40% and -23%, and the numerical number is about the size of the projects that have been awarded, or what were you referring to that, sir?
Yeah, that percentage, what is it? Suppose 700 crores project are there, so -40 it is coming, that is the HAM project, what would you answer? Quote by the, you can say the winning bidder will be around -35 to 40%.
Okay. So then the projects will not be profitable and those will not see the day of light going ahead.
Yeah, that's why it is going to the poor construction quality and delay of the project. So that's why it is happening.
Okay, but then they are getting qualified, sir. If they are quoting below, and these will be serious issues for to the nation, sir, because these infrastructure are
performing. But sir, as of now, NHAI bidding criteria is L1 only. There is no other criteria other than L1. So they are following that criteria. So until there is some sensible bidding, or they will change some bidding criteria, like that, until that it will be the same.
Okay. And we have highlighted this to the authorities that these are the anomalies or the misproportion done by these players. We have already highlighted these aspects.
Definitely, in different forum we are already highlighting actually.
Okay. And last second point is, sir, regarding the issuance or the receivable part, sir. Are we seeing there is also there any limitation of fund crunch from the exchequer in terms of releasing the payments, or the payment terms are in order as per the award and the rules?
Sir, as far as NHAI is concerned, definitely NHAI is good paid master. So we are not seeing any delay as far as NHI is concerned, but definitely receivable from the state government authority, that is based on their own commitment, based on their fund position of the respective states. So there is really challenges there, but as far as NHI or MORTH is there, they are good paymaster.
Okay, and last point on this, sir, 10,000 crore order booking, sir, which you mentioned that you are anticipating. So what are we building in terms of this 10,000 crore garnering of order? Yeah, I am joining the queue, sir. Actually, it was an extension only, since I will not get an opportunity. So please allow me just to complete, please. Thank you.
Okay, this question, sir. Again, sir, please.
Sir, what gives us the visibility of this 10,000 crore order booking, which we are eyeing within 3 to 4 months order book we will create, and again, what kind of margins are we looking to close these orders with, and the execution period? If you could just give some more color to it, sir. And just to add to it also, sir, I joined the queue. 1400 net debt is on account of the receivable dues longer than the time limits. Also give that. The debtors' days are much higher than what the normal cycle is. How much proportion you mentioned that also? That's all from my side. Thank you.
Okay. Sir, as far as order book is concerned, definitely in our call, ED sir explained actually how we are targeting between this 8,000 to 10,000 crores order book. That is definitely from the different sector like Rajasthan irrigation and some project in Madhya Pradesh irrigation and some MSRDC project and some project in Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Karnataka. So all this put together, actually, we are targeting something between 8,000 to 10,000 crores. And one of the project with this Agla Gorge bid also. So if we accumulate, so we are really seeing that there is a visual that we will get actually between 8,000 to 10,000 crores of order book in the next 3 to 4 months. So as well as profitability is concerned, definitely actually we have to work out actually which sector we are getting. If it is irrigation, definitely we expect that there will be good margins will be there. So we have to really see the in which sectors we are getting this order book. On that basis only we can comment actually on that our profitability. So as far as receivables are there, the 1200 crores receivables are there. Out of that, around 577 crores receivables, almost 600 crores receivables from the irrigation department, and around 590 crores receivables from our HAM project. So HAM project receivables is based on our fund position in the parent company. We will going to draw actually, because what is happening is last quarter we have the sufficient cash, because a lot of the cash has come from the claims. So we utilize that cash actually in this year. So that's why debtors has not been, as far as HAM debtors is concerned, that is a steady growth. But now we expect that now we, company required to cash to execute the work in this Q4. So definitely there will be some disbursement in the SPV and go, we will take the debt actually in SPV level.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Bhavin from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Just as a, you know, can you just help me with the, you know, breakup of the debtors? Like, you know, what are the, you know, outside debtors? What are the, you know, HAM SPV debtors? Can you just help me with that number?
Sir, just now, I don't know, HAM debtors will be around 590 crores, actually, HAM debtors.
Okay.
And irrigation debtors is 600 crores.
Okay, sir. So, and about the if you can help me with the revenue breakup, you know. So, in this quarter, what is the, you know, revenue come from the SPV, you know, HAM, from the EPC project, road projects, and from the irrigation. So, can you just help me with that breakup?
Yeah, the HAM, actually HAM contributed almost 60% actually in this quarter, and our irrigation is around 16%, and our road EPC is 23%.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Yeah, sir. Thanks. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Parth Thakkar from JM Financials. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to ask that there was a sharp decline in the employee expenses. So would this be the run rate going forward, or will it bounce back to its previous levels?
No, actually, employee, this will actually, because what is happening last quarter, actually, there was some variable pay payment to the, our management, actually. So that's why it was more. But around, what are the, right now, around 40 to 45 crores, that will be the employee benefit will be the, continue will be there, actually.
Okay, thank you. And are we still targeting to recover 600 crore from the Telangana government for the irrigation in this
quarter? Yeah, definitely, actually. As sir told that we are rigorously following with the government, actually, to get this money.
And also last question, sir. What would be our pipeline project revenue for FY25 and FY26?
25-26. Maybe, actually, we will execute around, maybe around 300 to 400 crores will be there actually in FY26 and 27.
Oh. Okay, thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be the last question for today, and I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. So thank you all for joining us on this call today. Please reach out to our investor relations consultant, strategic growth advisor, or us directly. Should you have any further query, we can now close the call. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of KNR Construction Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.